A highly competitive congressional district in the southwest corner of Iowa is seen as one of a handful of races that could determine which party controls the U.S. House of Representatives for the next 2 years. Iowa Public Radio's Katarina Sestaric caught up with Republican Congressman David Young campaigning to keep his seat for a third term, and Democrat Cindy Axne making the case for why she should replace him.
Congressman Young was meeting with supporters at an Ankeny coffee shop on a recent morning, talking up Republican tax cuts and regulation rollbacks.
Look what's happening with our economy right now. We're going forward.
He also credited the Republican hold on both chambers of Congress and the White House with beefing up border security and the military.
We've had some great successes so far, and we need to continue those. If we lose this seat, it's a reversal of a lot of that.
The former chief of staff to Senator Chuck Grassley has represented the 3rd District's 16 counties, including Des Moines and Council Bluffs, for the past 4 years. Young says it's not the first time this district has been called a toss-up, so he's used to competitive races. But Rachel Payne Caulfield, a political science professor at Drake University, says this one stands out.
The sheer amount of money that has come into the race, I think, is remarkable. The fact that you have an incumbent who's facing this kind of challenge from a first-time challenger, I think that's pretty remarkable. And then, of course, you have this unique dynamic where you have a very moderate Republican running for re-election in a state that was won by Donald Trump.
Caulfield says Young is seen as a moderate, but members of Congress are often defined by the agenda that's put in front of them. According to political data website 538, over 98% of Young's votes have aligned with the Trump administration.
He's a very, calm and deliberate person in terms of his interactions with constituents. And I think that gives him an air of being more moderate. When the president comes to town, however, of course, that voting record becomes that much clearer to a lot of constituents.
David, get on up here.
Last week, President Trump held a rally in Council Bluffs.
Remember this, a vote for David is a vote for me in our agenda to make America great again. David, come up.
2 days after he joined Trump on stage to thank him for helping the economy and moving to expand ethanol use, Young was asked about that moment.
A vote for me is a vote for the 3rd District. That's how I see it.
Young says he stands up to the president on tariffs, which Young considers unwanted taxes, and on health care when policies don't protect people with pre-existing conditions. But his opponent, Cindy Axne, told a house full of Democrats in Indianola that Young's voting record shows he's quietly dangerous.
Whether it's health care, whether it's civil rights, whether it's this tax bill that puts the burden on hardworking Iowa families, this guy's voting against us at every single turn.
She says Young favors special interests and corporations over the concerns of people in the state.
I understand the struggles Iowans are facing. I'm a small business owner. I'm a mom.
Axne, who's running for office for the first time, has also worked in state government management. She says her priorities in Congress would be shoring up the Affordable Care Act, passing an infrastructure package, and changing the Republican tax cuts.
We need to make sure that this tax bill actually works for hardworking Iowans, not all the benefits going to corporations and wealthy.
Rather than directly attacking Axne, Young tries to link her to the former Democratic House Speaker.
You hear the name Speaker Pelosi? She's put her agenda out there, right in front of the American people.
And policies like abolishing immigration enforcement, which Axne has not called for. Axne won't say if she'd vote for Pelosi to lead the House if Democrats take control. But Young says he trusts Iowans to elect him again because he's been accessible, visiting every county in his district each month. Steve Bassinius, a former state senator from Ankeny, says Young listens to his constituents.
I think he's on, right on all the issues, right to life, lower taxes, determination, border security. We really appreciate David's hard work.
Betty Crawford of Indianola says Young has been a disappointment and thinks Axne will do better than him.
He claims he wants to help us, and he voted for Trump's health plan, which is going to leave millions of Americans without any health care.
In a race with so much on the line, Iowans in the 3rd District can expect to see more attack ads and high-profile politicians streaming into the state ahead of November 6th. I'm Katarina Sestaric, Iowa Public Radio News.